My parents have a friend who did electroshock. That's the reason they recommended it to me. Peter came back and he even made jokes about being depressed before. It just did wonders for him, they said. For me, it was a matter of getting off the lame drugs that put me in a stupor, but didn't elevate my spirits. Depakote just made me feel less of everything, and that didn't seem to be the answer. And as soon as I heard the doctor talk about ECT, or electroconvulsive therapy, that's the new name for electroshock, it made a lot more sense. It causes a very brief epileptic seizure, and it rewires the brain. Cool. Even if it goes really badly, it could be a good story. The next day, I'm wheeled into the treatment room where the doctor takes offense to my DAT recorder.
Aren't you supposed to ask permission before you tape this?
I mumble something about being crazy and beg his forgiveness, while the DAT keeps on recording. The nurse has injected me with some disgusting fluid, which feels like she's crushing my arm in a hot vise. The fluid slowly spreads in each direction, so that by the time it's halfway up my bicep and halfway down my forearm, I've entered the realm of living darkness. They say I sat up and started pushing people away in the middle of the procedure, so they'd like to keep me there a couple of days, just to make sure I'm okay. The biggest side effect is the loss of, memory. It's temporary, someone says. You might forget some stuff for about a month or so, but it'll come back to you. I nod and look blankly back at a face I vaguely recognize. Dad? Today we had Salisbury steak and mashed potatoes for lunch. Leon, one of the patients, didn't come to lunch, though. He was passed out in a reclining chair in front of the television. I haven't seen Leon open his eyes yet. Every now and then, though, he'll try and pull his skimpy robe up over his dark shoulders. One of the nurses on duty will come up to him and say, "No, no, Leon, you're in public here. Keep your clothes on." Then Leon will find a frog way back in his throat and spit up a lunger at the direction of the television. His eyes remain closed. He narrowly misses Courtney Cox of the sitcom Friends. I could learn a thing or two from Leon. Now it's 9 p.m., and I've got a whole day of nothing to do tomorrow. The books on the shelves are hardbound Reader's Digest editions, and all the movies on VHS are romantic chick flicks like You've Got Mail. The carpets are a gray-green buncle, and the chairs are a knit of violet and slate blue. I'm sitting in one of the violet and blue chairs. Marilyn Monroe is playing with two kids by the pool on the American Movie Classics channel, and Leon, with his eyes closed, has found another lunger.
Loser on TV, there's someone new in nobody town. And if you go, it's no great loss. Sayonara, uno mas, just add another thorn to your crown. I'll wait right here for you, or if you're passing through, I won't take too much of your time. I know it's not a lot, but it's my favorite spot.